You're listening to Night Moods HDQ. It's time to get into the lab.
They always say, keep doing it, never give up. Don't even try, just keep doing it. No matter what your haters do, keep doing it. No matter what they say against you, just keep doing it. Second time's a charm. Welcome into Night Moves, everyone. It's Michael here, welcoming you into the lab once again after getting jumped off of the system here. So we're going to do what we do best, right? And that is simply go after it. And see, when you're doing something right, there's always going to be a level of hindrance or challenge. I don't care what you're doing. And I was just talking to Jill as we were getting reconnected, starting the show over from scratch because we got interrupted. We lost all power, lost all connection. And so it just makes you more determined, or you know, it makes me more determined. And when you have challenges in your own world, in your own settings, in your own assignments, don't let them get you down, but allow it to make you more determined in completing the assignment. And so we're going to complete the assignment. We're on this side of relaxation. All the perches are available. These are our eagle perches, the petition perch, arbitrator perch, and the utopian perch. Your VIP seat is available. Come inside the lab. We got some work to do tonight. And so stress relief is tonight. Stress separation is tonight. Leveling up is going to happen tonight. And we're going to get some encouragement. Night Moods live here inside the lab. I'm Michael, your chief mood officer. We're going to do it all over again as we have done before. We're doing it again. Another reboot on the beginning of the week. Is this a sign of things to come? Are we going to be rebooting all week? Well, if we are, we're putting everybody on notice. Any enemies, haters, the adversaries, and the fallen angels, you're all on notice. And so you can't stop what God has ordained. So Night Eagles around the world that we share, saying hello to you again on this side of relaxation, South Korea, Japan, Canada, the United Kingdom, Ireland, Netherlands, Sweden, New Zealand, Australia. Going to call you all out because you know what? I think that really ticks off the enemy. And I'm in the mood for ticking the enemy off. And Jill will tell you guys, once messed with, I kind of just drag everybody with me. So you're going on a journey. So we're saying hello to all of the Night Eagles, Peru, Mexico, Germany, France, Spain, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Bulgaria, Serbia, Russia, Ethiopia, and Ghana, all of our Night Eagles. Thank you so much for being here. And you know what? Thank you for your patience. Because I know how I am when I get interrupted. And so we're going to turn down the atmosphere a little bit. We'll give you a little bit of an experience, and you don't have me yelling over you, right? And so this is what we do on Night Moods, two-hour show now. Well, the rest of the show is relaxation, and I'm going to begin some encouragement. And we all need some encouragement when there are speed bumps all of a sudden in the road. You know, when deer jump out in front of you when you're driving, you got to kind of adjust. So we're just adjusting. Nothing can keep us down, and I mean nothing with a capital N-O. Nothing, no, can keep us down. So encouragement is going to come to you tonight. How many of you have some stress that you need some relief from? I know I'm one of them. And we're still in the month of August. It is the halfway point, the 15th. And this is the fundraising month for Night Moods. 126 of Genesis is launching 11/11/22, and you want to become a Knight and Eagle investor, now you can go, because we realized Friday after we got an alert. givesandgo.com/nightmoods launch is operational. And for over a month, it was not operational. It was down. And we did not know that until we got a connection. And we're like, whoa, this is crazy. So now that's up and running. You can become an Eagle investor right now, real quickly. And what you're doing, you are helping to fuel the rocket ship. This is a kingdom radio station that we are building for the world. And it is going to address faith. We're going to help initiate all as many of the Night Eagles into entrepreneurship. And I mean this. This is why we have our Discord server. Night Moods has its own server on the Discord. Many channels are available. It is a brand new server. So that means we don't have many Eagles in there. And so the radio station is a ministry. Worship, inspiration, soaking music, Christian gospel, jazz, gospel hip-hop. We're bringing it to you 7 days a week, 365 days a year, 24 hours. And Night Moods is one of the flagship shows. I'll be here with you Monday through Friday nights for 4 hours from 10 o'clock until 2 a.m. Music, relaxation, inspiration. You get to call in. You get to have an experience of a lifetime. And then there's other programming that's coming to you on the one that we know, 126, the Genesis Radio for the Kingdom of God, coming to you 11/11/22. So you are going to be a part of something spectacular. And yes, there are many gospel stations, many Christian stations, but how many kingdom stations that are inclusive, that are going to be playing not just the same old artists. And I don't mean to diminish the artistry of our gospel and Christian artists, but there are so many flavors of music that you don't get to hear. And we're going to present that to you on 126, the Genesis. And so you get to be a part of that. And we made a post earlier this afternoon before we got jumped off about 30 minutes ago. We made a post representing all of the nations on our Instagram, not our Instagram, on our LinkedIn and both Facebook official pages. You can actually see the nations that are listening to the show right now. And so that's why every night I do my best to say hello to all the nations of Night Eagles. And yes, this is the oasis, this is the lighthouse, because you have to understand the way life works. If people were not stressed, then you'd have a regular radio show. But this is the lighthouse, this is the oasis for everyone who is in the sea of darkness. They can get to the inside the lighthouse. And if everyone, many, I should not say everyone, but if there are just a majority of believers who are feeling like they're in the desert of life, their oasis is available to them. And so Night Moods is this beacon in the night. And so Monday through Friday, what you're going to get is a heavy dose of relaxation, inspiration, empowerment, and encouragement. And so we realize that as people journey and Night Eagles are soaring and they come down and they get into their area, which is called nest, your home, you're dealing with a level of stress, and maybe you don't know how to get some relief or get the stress separated from you. So that's what we do here. And so we recognize this one truth. This show is not for everybody. And so you may be one who's here, and this is our 103rd show, and you may be here because you're here every day with us, or you check in weekly or every couple days because you know that you can count on Night Moods. And that's what the show is about, that you can count on Night Moods to help bring some positivity to the mind and help everyone who is called, saved, and born again with the level of faith that God has given you. So that's what we do here. And we will do what we do until the last eagle is stress-free. And when the last eagle is stress-free, say hello to the return of Yeshua HaMashiach. So that's why we do what we do. And it is repetitive, but it is fun being repetitive because every new day is a new opportunity, and every new opportunity is a new challenge. And every new challenge is new hope, new faith, and new journey. And if I can be here with the same candy, with the same fuel, with the same atmosphere in the background, powered up, and as you come into the oasis and the lighthouse, you get refueled, you get recharged. See, that's what we do every Monday through Friday here. And then all of August, we're here on the weekends too for the first time. You're hearing Night Moves on the weekends. And so the destination for Night Moves is to make sure that all systems are go on 11-11-22 for 126, the Genesis, the new radio station. And every day I'm getting emails from radio.co. And these aren't just marketing emails. They're buying into the vision, talking to Phil. And they can't wait to have us on their platform. I can't wait to be on their platform. And you get to listen to the show on an app. It's really kind of cool. So you can take Night Moves with you anywhere you go. And then you'll be able to take the radio station everywhere you can go. And see, we're going to be helping other eagles in their faith, becoming entrepreneurs, creative influencers, in the arts and entertainment. If you have a talent, then we're going to help push you into your talent and get you on into the next level. And then there's broadcast and media. And we have a lot of things planned for the radio station and the headquarters known as Night Moves HQ. And so this is what we're asking every night for you to become an Eagle investor. And you can do that simply right now by going to givesendgo.com/Night Moves Launch. Go to any one of our official social media accounts. And you can get more VIP Eagle Investor peer group. And there are some special giveaways for those of you who want to get more involved in having some skin in the game. And when you give according to one of the tiers, there's a return that you're going to give. Because you're sowing into good ground, firm ground, ground with vision, with destiny, with the blueprint, with the foundation, led by the Holy Spirit, impacting what we call the seven mountains. And so when you're a part of Night Moves, and when you're a part of Night Moves HQ and the radio station is level one of the foundation, you know, we're going to change the scope of arts and entertainment with as many other groups and organizations and ministries that are already doing what they're doing in their circle of influence, in their mission field. For instance, you know, we're partnered with Kingdom Warriors and Eric Skolden, who's now in Nashville, and they're producing a movie, Kingdom Warriors, which is really kind of cool. That's the name of his ministry, Kingdom Warriors. So we're collaborating. But here, we have a lot to do with our mission and our vision, and we want you to be a part of it. And so join with us and help us launch and soar the radio station. And the secret place is now powered up at 100%. Here it is. And so in just about 8 minutes, we're going to head into the secret place, because, you know, we were thrown off, and so there's stuff that we have to do. And every night, my intention is to steer you towards our server on the Discord by searching Night Moods, hashtag 9811, or go to any one of our official social media platforms where you'll be able to find Night Moods HQ. Just Google search, and that includes the podcast and the family of podcasts of Night Moods, including my wife's new podcast, Through God's Eye. She just launched her recent episode. And then there's the Apple Premium, where we have our family of shows on the Apple Premium. So, you know, we have a lot on the table, and we want you to be a part of what's on the table. Help us serve and create more chairs and create more opportunity for 17 nations that are coming to the show. And we want those 17 nations to come to the radio station, and from the radio station to gaming, because we're going to be working on a VR game for this generation of children, that they don't have to do shoot 'em up all the time. They can be creative and help them grow virtually at the same time they're growing in real life. And so we're meeting the supernatural and the natural. And we're seeding into the life of the future. And that's your children and their children. And so we want to get on board with Night Moods. You can simply do that by becoming an Eagle Investor. Right now, while we have a little bit more time left, a little about 5 more minutes, givesendgo.com/Night Moods Launch. Now, the purchases are there. Now, when I'm talking about purchase, I'm not talking about purchasing, buying. I'm talking about what eagles do when they come into a side of a mountain or in the highness of these large trees. They perch. And so we have new perches, and these perch are known as the Utopian Perch for all you dreamers, the Arbitrator Perch for all of our warriors who are praying and intercessors. And then our last perch is for the petitioners, those who are drawing into a relationship, a deeper relationship, and they want to have that John intimacy, the Book of John intimacy. And that's why we call that perch the petitioner, because they're petitioning and growing their faith, the petitioning Father to growing and relating to him, and also to Jesus, and also to the Holy Spirit. So those perches are open here inside the lab. And I want to welcome you all, and we're going to get through this show, to the Oasis. Welcoming you into the lighthouse called Night Moods. This is the space, the most safest space on radio, bar none, where everybody can come in and release all that is engaging, surrounding, and conflicting you. Inside the lab and over there in that place is where you get permission to be selfish. That's number one. Number two, be alone. Number three, you can express your emotions. And four, all the Night Eagles get to present themselves in that secret place so that everyone can be recharged. And this is why we do what we do, so that you can be recharged. And yes, we add music to it. And soon we'll be adding more music as we get into the radio station. But here you're going to get a lot of instrumentals, because we don't want to bite the hand that feeds us. And when you're a radio station and you're signing all these contracts, you cannot play unless you're paying. And so we want to make sure that all of our artists on our station that we're playing, they get support. And so that's why we need your support, because we're going to be in 3 contracts with CSAC, BMI, and ASCAP, and they pay their recording artists. So this secret place that is saturated, that's where you have your VIP seat to listen in, to participate, and get connected with yourself in your spirituality, and we call that you relating to your Heavenly Father, your spirituality. That is your simple relationship with Heavenly Father. That's why we have the 3 perches. Now, whether it's here inside the lab or right there where you are at or right in front of you, I'm going to have you stand up. You're going to, with your foot, draw a line in front of you. You're going to step across by faith, and you're going to step into the secret place. Whether it's here, there, or where we're at, there is no time, space, or place for religious spin. I don't play around with religion. What you get here is kingdom experience, living out your as a son, as a daughter, engaging in Father's kingdom, encountering his kingdom, and executing your sonship, your identity. And that's what you get here. And so this secret place that you keep hearing about, that's where we're going to be stepping into, and that is where the atmosphere that you're listening to, the music, is really saturated, spiritually speaking. And see, inside this secret place, see, that's our destination. Inside this secret place, you get to refocus, regain control, and get restored in your emotions, and everyone who participates receives unconditional love, better known as agape love. And this happens because you're important. You are extremely important. You are critically important. And you must understand, as you live in your faith, your importance comes through Jesus. That at the beginning, when you were saved, that's when this word importance was lit up upon you. And Jesus, for every one of you who are listening, especially our eaglets, our new listeners, Jesus saved every one of us from the kingdom of darkness. He redeemed us. And when he redeemed us, he saved us. He paid our ransom, our debt. And so we are covered. We are free. And when he saved you, you had to become born again, spiritually speaking. John chapter 3, verse 3 through 5. And when you became born again, you were transferred out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. So one inferior kingdom you were separated out of, and then you were placed into the highest kingdom. And that's Heavenly Father's kingdom. And when that transfer happened, there was this kingdom transaction that you were baptized by the Holy Spirit. And when you were baptized by the Holy Spirit, you entered. You have license to engage and experience. And this license is your right as a daughter and as a son. And so this is why you're important, because Heavenly Father made a pledge with him and Yeshua between them. And he told him that for everyone who would be saved and born again, that his essence, 100% of his essence in the Holy Spirit, would come into all of our hearts. That is how enormous our Heavenly Father is, that we get a piece of his essence powered up in the Holy Spirit. And inside of your heart, you have the Holy Spirit. So you are important because you are a carrier of Father's essence. You are possessed by his Holy Spirit. And if I'm doing my job right tonight, especially tonight, when all the interruptions, the hindrances, the adversary who doesn't want this radio show to continue because he knows every time the show comes on, we're getting closer and closer to the launch. If I'm doing my job right, Eagles, is to help you all reset and rest in God so that he alone can equip you and prepare yourself to re-enter the pathway towards your destination. That pathway is known as your life journey. In your seasons, you have multiple destinations throughout your life, and you're now officially inside the lab of Night Moves HQ. And we have this next place to head into, but before, we got to say hello to our new listeners. You are listening to us by way of the Blog Talk Radio. And so you're here because maybe you have been invited, maybe you've caught the tag words, but see, that was like the carrot hanging, dangling from the stick. And the one who has the stick holding the carrot is the one who's been massaging and pricking your heart all this time alone, and that is the Holy Spirit. Preparing your heart for his installation, his installment, his abiding in your heart. And at the same time, maybe you may be feeling this right now, maybe one of the three, that he is persuading, convincing, and we know definitely he is convicting your mind to turn from your evil ways, to turn from your wickedness, the errors of your ways, and believe that our Heavenly Father blessed us with Jesus who redeemed you and saved you. And because Jesus saved you, you believe in Jesus, and you have accessibility and proximity to Abba Father. See, you have to repent because the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and this is why you're here, and you're like a fly on the wall. And so I want you to participate with us. Stay with us. Just participate. Nothing crazy is going to happen. We're just going to breathe in the breath of life. There are some exercises that goes down inside their secret place. Now, we're helping you get some relief from your stress. So I want to say thank you for listening, and may this journey during tonight's show bring you to the crossroads where you not only are saved, but you are filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. You are baptized by the Holy Spirit. And like last weekend, we had people connecting with us on our social app of Wisdom, not ours, but Night Moods is on social on the app Wisdom. And we did live streaming on Wisdom, and the impact of the secret place was felt immediately. So this is real. This is what happens. This is why we do what we do. And Eaglets, welcome into Night Moods. So we have a destination after this short break. I'm sorry, we got to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be in the secret place. That is our next destination. You have just a little bit to prepare for yourself on this 15th of August. It's new beginnings, and you're listening to Michael, and I'm here inside the lab. This is Night Moods on Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to True God's Eye. I'm Jill. I'm so excited. This is my first podcast. My show will be geared toward helping women become free, and I won't forget about the boys. Together, we will break the shackles and chains of abusive relationships, depression, and trauma that many are experiencing. You can't undo the past, but stop living it over and over and start declaring what God says about you. I will demonstrate the keys of salvation by relating testimonials of trials while encouraging and equipping you, backed by scripture, of course, with the tools of freedom. Join me for my weekly show right here on your favorite platform.
Hey, it's Michael here. Welcome to my new program, Night Moods. Yes, I'm in the lab, better known as Night Moods HDQ. Night Owls, listen in Monday through Friday nights at 10:30. What happens when you listen to the show? Inside the lab, you hear the atmosphere of God and learn about the oasis and the lighthouse. Night Moods HDQ is the safest space on radio with fortified walls and an atmosphere that can't be compared to. Let's get in the lab. Night Moods HDQ. Join me. Thank you. Welcome back into Night Moods on this night, this Monday night. And we're going to change it up a little bit here because our next destination is going to be the secret place. And so I want you to prepare yourself to step into the secret place. And before you step into the secret place, I want you to be expected. Now, I know we do this every night, but you know what? If you don't know what you're expecting for, then what results are you planning to get out of it? And why are you here if you don't have any expectations? See, some of you may be expecting to get some relief from stress. Some of you may want to get relaxed. Don't worry, we're going to be heading there to get that done. Some of you may just want to hang out in the secret place, but that's cool too. But all I ask is that you just participate when you step into the secret place, because I'm going to invite you in shortly. And when I invite you in, there's going to be four walls surrounding you. And these four walls that surround you are going to be explained to you. They speak to every one of the night eagles who are going to be participating. So come expecting to receive information and experience, practice breathing in the breath of life, a revelation, an instruction, a command, a warning. Know that there is a reward for everyone who participates. And if you are high strung out on stress, no matter what level of stress you're dealing with, it doesn't matter, because when you step into the secret place, these four little spirits cannot come with you. The spirit of dignity, got to go back pride. The spirit of pride, see you later, you can't come in. The spirit of apprehension, no ticket for you. And the spirit of fear, sorry, there's no place here in the secret place for you four. And if you choose to pick them familiar spirits up, then that's on you. But here, nothing that is defiled unto God can come into his presence unless he authorizes it and addresses them, and he rules against them or rules with them, because nothing is ever done without his permission. He is on the throne, he is judge, and he is father, he is king. And so I want you to be expected to give of yourself, and that's why I say participate. And as you participate, you're going to receive something tangible that's going to help you with your situation, your circumstance, or your crisis that you're dealing with. So pay attention to everything that is happening around you inside the secret place. And yes, it is okay if you experience angels, because they are coming to serve the heirs of salvation. And according to Hebrews 1 and 14, they are ministering spirits who come to serve. And you are an heir, a co-heir with Yeshua. And so they're coming to serve you in your atmosphere. Yes, I said it. In your environment, because they're in it. And in your territory, because you rule in it. So make no quarrel about it. All you have to do is do you. Be vulnerable. Be open. Be honest. And participate. So go ahead and stand up, everyone. We have the moment ahead of us. This is the secret place. I'm going to look around, step in with you, and count you in on the count of three. Step inside the secret place. One, two, three. By faith, you step in. You step across the line. You're stepping into the secret place. Four walls that are surrounding you speak to every one of us, and these four walls I'm going to share with you. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6 is the foundation. It's also one of the walls. Pay attention to what is written on the walls. We've made it into first person. I believe when you read and study and meditate in the scriptures, you're doing it in first person. You will get greater out of it when you meditate and study in first person, meaning I, and you insert I when you're studying. And then when you're meditating, you apply the I. There is this understanding when you apply the I to what you're meditating into. Faith with the corresponding works is faith. It's alive. But faith without the work is dead faith. So if you're not applying yourself, you could be one living with dead faith. Four walls around you, this is the most safest space on radio, bar none. The fortress are these four walls, and they speak to you. Listen closely to what Jesus has to say on each of these walls, including the Holy Spirit, on the fourth wall. Wall number one is also the foundation. Jesus says, Matthew 6 and verse 6, but whenever you pray, enter into your secret place and shut the door behind you, and pray to my Heavenly Father who is in secret. And my Heavenly Father who sees in secret will reward you. Abba Father is also our Heavenly Father. You can call him Abba Father because you are adopted into his kingdom by the spirit of adoption. That has everything to do with your redemption, your salvation, and your baptism of the Holy Spirit. You are rebirth, reborn spiritually, adopted back into Father's heavenly, fortified, blessed, living, powerful, authoritative, what's the other word? I can't think of all the words. There's so many words I want to say, but you're in it. And there's a reward to everyone who participates. And see, I'm going to help you breathe. Five breathing exercises, breathing in the breath of life here in the secret place. And I will count you down from 5 to 1. You'll have about 30 seconds to inhale and exhale. You can do it a couple times. And it's all strategic why we do what we do here in the secret place. And so the wall right behind you is Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and 29. This is known as the apex wall. This is also the trading wall. You want to lean in on this wall for everyone who is dealing with a level of stress in your life, in your situation, your circumstance, or your crisis. Jesus says this to you. Listen for the instruction, the command, and the promise. Come to me, all of you who work and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Did you hear it? The instruction and the command wrapped up with a promise. The wall to your right over here in the secret place, well, this is if you're dealing with a legal matter, a judicial matter. If you are a plaintiff or maybe you're a defendant, I don't know, not judging you. But if you are and you're needing your judge upon the throne, who is our Abba Father? He's here, and you can ask him to rule in your setting, asking for justice, asking for relief from your adversary, asking him to engage and rule in what the judge in your earth courtroom needs to judge. And maybe Father would, I don't know, supernaturally step into that setting. He's done it for me. He's done it in meetings and ministry connections that I have been a part of, and it's been fascinating to see when we step into his throne and we go before our high judge and ask our high judge to come into the lower court and rule in the lower court setting. And then when we show up, it is phenomenal, the supernatural miracles and wonders that spring up in the lower court. So you go before the higher court. This is the supreme court, the supernatural court. There is no higher court than this court. And Jesus says this to you in Luke chapter 18, verses 4 through 8, but we have highlighted verse 7. Listen to what he says to you. And will not my Father surely see to it that justice is done to you, his chosen ones, who cry out to him day and night? And will my Father delay toward you? Again, you have to come up with the answer to that question if you are justified, a child of God, a daughter and a son, and you are crying out to him day and night before his court in your prayer closet, surely he would come to your call and rule in your setting. The last wall is over here to your left. This is Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. If you are up against a deadline financially, whatever the deadline is to you, and you're up against it, listen to what the Holy Spirit has to say to you. This is you going before your Heavenly Father, who is the King of Kings. Therefore, let us approach with confidence to the throne of grace in order that we may receive Spirit of mercy and find the Spirit of grace to help in time of need. This word confidence, as the Holy Spirit said here in verse 16, therefore let us approach with boldness, plainly, to the throne of grace where Father is sitting upon, in order that we may receive the Spirit of mercy and find grace. You will receive the Spirit of mercy, Father will declare unto you, and you can find grace, and grace happens to be the throne where he's at. So here in the secret place, you are stepping into the courtroom of Abba Father spiritually. This is what the four walls have everything to do with every situation, every circumstance, and every crisis. And so what we're going to do right now is we're going to begin the practicing the breath of life, and get to participate. And again, faith without the corresponding works is known as dead faith. And here in the courtroom, this is also known to us in 82 of Psalms, verses 1 through 3. Here in the courtroom, the secret place, Jesus exhibited this very same pattern in John chapter 17. It's his last recording in the Garden of Gethsemane. And he went in an emotional manner because he was doing something that you and I probably could not complete. But he was going in, and he went in to have a conversation after an intimacy of prayer with Father. And so he began, and we can read the records of John 17, those elect disciples. Those three were with him, and he told them, you wait over here while I go over here and talk to my Heavenly Father. And he did this three times. He would come back the first two times, and the boys were sleeping. But he would go back and finish the conversation after prayer because he did not want to complete it. He was having a humanistic emotion, a moment. And so he presented the place in real time before the elect, and it is recorded in the records of the Gospels. And so we do what Jesus did, do what he says, and we get the results that he promised. Four walls around you, this is the foundation as well, Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6, and we're also going to begin the breathing exercise, breathing in the breath of life, better known as the Ruach Hodesh. This is the Holy Spirit because he's remanded in the atmosphere, in the territory, and environment of earth, right? And so with that being said, around you, we're going to begin breathing in to calm the body down. And every symptom connected to your body, we're just going to calm it down, downshift the symptoms. And this also includes if you have been going through a crisis. Understand that crisis evolves out of the realm of the spirit, and it engages and manifests into the natural realm, and crisis calls crisis sibling known as chaos. Chaos and crisis are working overtime, and when you're going through crisis and chaos, you are being clothed spiritually, not metaphorically, but spiritually and naturally and physically with trauma. And this trauma clothes you, clothes your body. That's why you have scars coming out of battle wounds, coming out of crisis. That's why you have battle wounds in the mind, battle wounds in the body. And these wounds and scars, we're going to calm down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take a deep breath and let's relax our bodies. We're calming the body down, calming the symptoms. This is Kingdom Strategies here in the secret place. If you have been given a medical diagnosis in the body, whatever that medical diagnosis is, all we're doing is calming down the symptoms by breathing in the breath of life. That includes any sickness in the body, any dis-ease in the body, that is anything spiritually dis-ease naturally the body. Calming the symptoms down here in the presence of our Heavenly Father. And by the way, He is doing heart surgery while we are submitting the body. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, take a deep breath and relax your body. Just completed submitting the body here in the secret place. Going to be switching up to the mind, your emotions, your logic, your abilities. Having everything to do with the stress that's connected to a situation, a circumstance, especially that crisis that you have come through, clothed with trauma, post-traumatic stress, stress formed in the body, in the mind, and possibly in the soul. Now we're surrendering what's in the mind, your emotions, what's connected, distressing, depressing your emotions, your logic, and hindering your abilities. We're surrendering it, and right now what you can do to begin practicing how to surrender is just say the name of Jesus. Repeat His name. However you're relating to Him, whether He is to you known as Jesus, Christ Jesus, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, Yeshua HaMashiach, repeat His name. Do not worry about what it sounds like. Just repeat His name. The body is metamorphosizing. It does not want to do this. That's why we told apprehension and dignity that it cannot come in here. And as you are repeating His name, your cadence will begin to slow down. And when that happens, your mind is starting to come into surrender here in the secret place. Repeating His name in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take a deep breath and relax your mind. Taking a deep breath. You guys are doing wonderful. Remember to take a deep breath. Take a nice slow breath. I give you about 30 seconds to inhale slow and exhale slow. Don't do it fast. Don't want you getting dizzy and falling out. We can't come get you, but you are rest assured in the comfort and good quality care of your Heavenly Father. Jesus is doing the brain surgery. This is why we are surrendering the mind so that He has authority, all power to address your brain in areas that need to be addressed. That's all He's doing. That's all Father's doing in the heart. Areas that need to be addressed, He's addressing them here in the secret place. A spiritual makeover is happening for many of you Night Eagles, as well as supernatural healing, a miraculous surgical procedures being done. Some of you are being remade here in the secret place. If you've been living with any type of abuse, if you're a victim of abuse, if you have low self-esteem, if you have been just going through it mentally, and maybe you have been carrying some issues, then what we're going to do right here is help you get through your issues. Repeat the name of Jesus based upon your relationship with him as you go through him, fellowship with him, communicate with him in your daily life. Repeat his name, repeat his name, repeat his name. When that begins to slow down, your mind is coming into surrender here in the secret place. Jesus is doing the mind, mental surgery, the brain surgery in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take a deep breath and let's relax our minds. Going to do it again one more time. Now, anything distressing your emotions, if it's distressing you, then we're going to calm down the symptoms, surrendering the symptoms. I'm going to do it one more time. If you have anything depressing your brain, your emotions, maybe your moods are all over the place because of a crisis, because of a circumstance or a situation, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, take another deep breath and relax your mind. Here it is. You're doing fine, guys. You're doing really good. For your first time in here, if you're listening and you're in the secret place and this is your first time, no worries. No worries. It's going to be what it is for you. And that's the beauty of it, because everyone's participating. Switching over to the apex breath, the apex wall right behind you. This is the trading wall. The apex breath is where we get to handle our stress and the burdens. So it's by no chance, no accident, that we are using kingdom strategies. We submitted the body here in the secret place. We surrendered the mind, did it 3 times. And so now, as you reposition yourself, I want you to go ahead and reposition yourself, because I need you to put your hands in front of you like you have a box. And in this box, we're going to now have availed ourselves to our soul closet, because the body is submitted, the mind is surrendered, and so this soul that you don't see, but your mind sees, and your mind hears, this soul, we're going to go into it. And we're going to take the stress and the burdens are essentially what the stress becomes when you carry the stress for time upon time upon time upon time. And the stress just builds. It's like a snowball going down a hill. It kind of gets bigger. It's like waves coming into the shore. They come out slow. During the flow, they continue to flow. They get builder, bigger, bigger, building, bigger, bigger, building, building. And so the stress builds. And see, we were never born to carry stress like this. I'm telling you the truth. And this is what Jesus has to say to it. And as you are getting yourself repositioned, listen to what he has to say. The wall right behind you here. He says, come to me, all of you who work and are heavy burden, and I will give you rest. So your body's overworked. Your mind is overworked. And when it's overworked, it becomes burden. It becomes load-bearing. And it connects the mind to the body. And there becomes this natural phenomena that happens. It becomes a weight. It stresses on the spinal cord, the clavicle. It affects the way you breathe, the way you think. See, this burden, albeit it begins and originates out of the realm of spirit and manifests into the natural setting, it affects your body, which is a physical, natural phenomenon. And so Jesus says, I need your burden. And so you are instructed and commanded to bring your burdens to him. He knows what to do with it. And so right now, I want you to go into your soul closet. Everybody has a soul, and everybody has hidden compartments in our souls. And these hidden compartments, that's what Jesus wants. He wants the burden, the fortizo. So right now, give you a little bit of time. Go ahead and release all the burdens in your soul closet into your hands. Go ahead and do it. Give you a little bit of time here. However, you have to scream it out, yell it out, stomp it out, move it out, get it out right now. Get it into your hands. Don't delay. Time is of the essence. We're trading the burden. This is the trading wall. Get it out a little bit more, about 10 seconds. Get it out. 3, 2, time. Verse 29 is for you. Now you are holding spiritually your physical hands in a position that is holding your stress and the burdens. Now he gave you an instruction, he gave you a command, and he gave you a promise wrapped around it. He said, you will find rest when you give it to me. But listen to what he says. Take my yoke on you and learn from me. Learn from my yoke, for I am gentle, I am humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. So that reads this way. Take my yoke that my father explained to Isaiah, and my yoke represents the government of the kingdom of heaven and dominion. When you take my yoke, which represents the government and dominion, and learn from me, it's going to be gentle and humble in your heart because it's ordained, governed by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will give you rest for your soul because you are trading with me. When you're trading, you're going to raise up and give what's in your hands to Jesus and receive the yoke spiritually. And that represents the dominion and the government of the kingdom of heaven. And for what I do, I place it in my hands and I will put it on my shoulders. Faith without the corresponding works is dead faith. That's why we say dignity and apprehension can't be here in the secret place. Take it in your hands, trade with Jesus, put the yoke on your shoulders, learn about the government of the kingdom of heaven through the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Because all of the old covenant was summed up through Jesus. Rules, statutes, and ordinances make up Father's heavenly kingdom. And you and I, and the rest of the Night Eagles listening to this show, help administrate in Father's heavenly government into the earth realm. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, take a deep breath, raise your hands, trade your burdens with Jesus. Submit the body, surrender the mind, the soul needed to be uncovered. The depths of the soul, you went in and traded the burdens with our Messiah. We're here now at the critical breath. This critical breath is to breathe in the breath of life to receive restoration to what you submitted, to what you surrendered, and to help you learn how to handle, manage, and deal through your stress connected to that situation, that circumstance, and that crisis because you traded. And this government of Father's kingdom is going to help you. So it is my hope that all of you who traded before we breathe in this breath of life, that you receive something tangible that will enable you to deal, navigate, manage through, keyword through. And some of you are feeling maybe leveled up. You are feeling another phenomena, that stress that was physically compressing upon your body, causing headaches, causing distress into the heart. manipulating the emotions, making you irritable? Well, you're feeling lighter, right? That's how this works in the secret place. That's supernatural relief upon a physical body. And that's okay. Some of you are feeling the angels and the spirits come into your setting, and that's normal. That's Hebrews 1:14. You are a co-heir with Christ Jesus. And so all these things are coming to bear, and you're still in this vulnerable state. And so there has to be some refueling of the soul. There's refueling of the body and refueling of the mind. And that happens right now with breathing in the restoration of this next breath. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take a deep breath and receive restoration. Hanging in there, finishing up right here. That is breathing in the breath of life for restoration. You guys are awesome. We're here. We've come to the last breath of life, wrapping up the time here in a secret place. Got to remind you of the three attributes that you carry. These are attributed to you. One is you are important. Number two, you are worthy. Number three, you are valuable. God, let that sink in. Reminding you, you are important because you have been redeemed by Jesus, saved out of the kingdom of darkness, transferred into his Father's kingdom, our Abba Father's kingdom. You are now reborn into. And the cosign on that is the Holy Spirit. So you are a carrier of Father's Spirit in your heart. That's why you're important. You are a carrier of Father's Spirit in your heart. That's why you are worthy to your Heavenly Father. And you are valuable because you are a carrier of Father's Spirit. So you're supposed to be doing things new, surrendering, submitting, learning how to become righteous, being in alignment by cooperating with the Holy Spirit each and every waking moment of your day to the best of your abilities. And this is be known as becoming greater in your spiritual obedience. And see, these three attributes open you up to receive unconditional love. This unconditional love is what Father loves, his methods, his forms through Yeshua. This is the same love that he loves his son, who is our Messiah, our brother. This is agape love. This is John chapter 15, verse 13 love. And this same level of love, he's pouring upon you, he's pouring in you, and he's pouring through you for the very purpose and practice and activation of you reciprocating this love by verbally speaking it back to him. Thank you, Father, for your Holy Spirit and for loving me through your Holy Spirit, for loving me through the umbilical cord, the spiritual umbilical cord of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for loving me. And that's all you have to say is, thank you for loving me. I love you back. And when you back towards him, I don't know what you might be going through, but it's a feeling when you do it in your heart. It shores up your five senses naturally, and it connects your natural senses to your spiritual senses. Those are the same five natural senses. At the end of that natural, logical barrier, that perimeter, you are entered into the spiritual senses, which are the same senses of your natural setting. So repeating that again, this next breath, you're going to take it all in. You're going to breathe in the breath of life to receive agape love. This agape love is pouring upon you right now, completing the heart surgery, completing the mind surgery, pouring it in you, filling you up, pouring it through you so that you can learn to reciprocate it right back now. And it's also going to be like headlights into your pathway, whether day or night, Holy Spirit leading you and guiding you into all truth, people coming to you, attracted to you because you are the vessel and a carrier, my Father's Holy Spirit, as a kingdom daughter and son and a kingdom citizen. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, take a deep breath, receive agape love from our Heavenly Father. Special place for special people, putting in special practice. Here in the secret place, finishing up the 5 breathing exercises that we normally do here. We just completed breathing in the breath of life to receive agape love for all of you. It is a privilege to be here to help you, coach you, serve you into this moment. And you are practicing. Some of you are getting ready to head back into your pathway because you have things to do and you've been refueled. You've been recharged. We have done what we said we were here to do. And now you can continue to soar, Night Eagle. Soar into rest. Soar into sleep. Soar into your next moment of opportunity, activation, your work, your travel, back into your life. And as we close out tonight's show, we're going to do it with some encouragement. One song to share with you, inspiration, and come back and give you one line of encouragement, a moment of encouragement right here inside Night Moves on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for being with me on this side of relaxation. Sorry about the disconnect. That's why I can't wait for the radio station, by the way. And if you want to call in, we've got about, I don't know, a few minutes left. If you want to call in, 563-999-3685, 563-999-3685. If you have been put to the challenge, if you have been impacted here in the secret place, well, call in. Let's talk about it. This is Night Moves on Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Did you know the number of underserved and homeless kids is growing more and more every year? My organization, Project One Giant Step, also known as POGS, is the answer. We deliver hygiene bags and supply-filled backpacks to Loves Park and McChesney Park schools, giving them the encouragement they need to succeed in their education. To donate or learn more, check us out on the official Facebook page or give us a call at 779-207-2087. Remember, kindness is a muscle. Work it out.
How can one person change the lives of orphans and widows? 1B1 Global Outreach is the answer. We dig wells, build compassion houses, and provide basic needs globally, bringing communities to a new standard of living now full of exciting promise. Check us out at newmillenniumfaithchurch.org/1B1Global Outreach or give sendgo/GC97. Remember, compassion creates change.
You know what? I wanted to tell you this real quick. Get out of here. Do this the right way. We're playing a little switchboard here. It's kind of fun. Little bit of encouragement tonight. I'm going to be with you tomorrow night, hopefully, in the name of the Jesus that we serve and who is our Messiah and our brother. We'll have more interruptions this week. You know, it's like we have one once a week, right? So here's some encouragement. And this is me at the bridge closing out the show. I have more to do with you, more to give for you, and it's 2 hours is what we are allotted for on this show. And so I can't wait for the 126 of Genesis happening 11-11-22. Encouragement here at the bridge. And it's kind of right on spot because, like, when you're crossing over a bridge to get to the other side, and maybe the other side is your dreams, and as you're making that first step, the initial step, and then you get comfortable and you're continuing on across the bridge, and maybe there are some high winds coming across your right or across your left. Then you have the traffic of the vehicles coming onto this bridge, coming behind you, and maybe then there's that little bit of apprehension, right? But it's that cross breeze, that crosswind that makes you trip a little bit. And then that next step, it's like you step through if it's not a cemented bridge. Maybe it's a wooden bridge. And it's what you do when you trip. It's what you do. Do you get back up? Do you sit there? And do you lay down and stay in that rut? No, you don't. You get back up. Here's some encouragement as you're crossing over, because we just experienced it over on the relaxation side of the show. See, when you're on that bridge and those trucks get really too close for comfort and it causes you to stop, see, that stop is the opportunity of the adversary. And he wants you to stop because he knows when you stop, he can begin to invade and penetrate your personal space. And see, that's when you keep going. That's when you take that pause, but don't stop. You take pause, but you keep going forward. And as you keep going forward, affirmation. And maybe you need to call someone when you have that pause. You keep going forward, affirmation. But no, you're going to keep going forward to get to the other side across that bridge. Encouragement tonight. Sorry I couldn't give you a little bit more. I wanted to give you a little bit more, but join me on Wisdom, and I'll be talking to you a little bit more on a talk later this night. I'm going to get on the bike and do it in a little night ride tonight. But I'm going to be with you tomorrow night right here, Tuesday night on the 16th of August here. Just a little bit, a couple more minutes away. We'll be on the 16th of August. Night Eagles, thank you so much for being with me again. I really appreciate you. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for trusting me with the positivity of your mind. Listening to some new music, let me know. NightMoodsHDQ@gmail.com. And don't forget, connect with us on our server, the Discord. NightMoods#9811. It's been fun. Thank you for being with me. Tomorrow night, we're going to do it all over again at 10 o'clock. New show, same time. More fun. I'm out.